Get ready to get in the game. Stretch, strengthen, live, and thrive. You can be a winning athlete in the game of life. It's the Peel Appeal with author and corrective exercise specialist, Matt Peel.
Hey, this is Matt Peel with the Peel Appeal podcast. And once again, we're privileged to talk science and facts from all the way across the big pond with physio expert John Rutherford, who is joining us from his home this time, I think just outside London. And we wanted to talk about how exercise can help you with stress levels and what stress does for you from a postural standpoint and a physical health standpoint. I'm sure you're well aware about the mental health side, but what does it do from a physical health side? So thanks for joining me today, John.
Oh, you're welcome, Matt. Glad to join you.
Yeah.
Friday evening in New Orleans, late in London.
Yes, as we record this. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So
always a pleasure.
Yeah, I thank you. I love doing this. It's so much fun to get to talk with Zoom across the world, really.
Yeah. And as I think, you know, as you said, it's probably nice in New Orleans. It's still winter here, but never mind.
Right. Right. Yeah, it definitely is. It's warming up.
Good.
So obviously you see a lot of patients on a daily basis, you know, we'll go with that, not necessarily on the sports side, and just the fatigue that stress causes people and various stresses, life stresses, you're late for work, you forgot your socks, whatever it may be, types of things. And especially as we're sitting and more, you know, leaning into our screens and the fatigue. So kind of tell us, what do you see with patients that that stress has done? We were talking a little bit beforehand about the fatigue and about the sleep and what does that cause people?
So I think with a lot of people I see, Matt, people usually come to me with pain, joint pain, back pain, neck pain. Mm-hmm. They don't tend to come to me if they feel their body balance is wrong or they've got headaches or they just feel anxious. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these are connected to posture. So I will see a lot of patients whose posture is bad. They sit hunched at the computer. They have stressful lives. As a consequence of this, their body alignment is altered. And from that situation, it impacts on their general health. The primary things I see, apart from the obvious, which is an impact on the immune system, which is a whole different subject. We obviously can't go into it now, but it's a massive subject as to how stress affects the immune system. The primary things I see are anxiety, fatigue, and poor sleep. And these are common presentations when the body alignment is wrong.
Hmm. That stems from like what part of body alignment? Are we talking from the shoulders, the trunk, and then the hips? What kind of area of the head?
I think if you're looking at stress caused by body alignment, it's probably the whole body. It probably comes from the pelvis upwards through the thoracic spine, the neck, the shoulders. But the awareness factor is it's the shoulders and the head. They know their shoulders and their middle back and their head, their neck hurts. Headaches are also a common problem with posture because of the bad position of the way they hold the neck and shoulders. The shoulder muscles will stress the head. The vertebrae in the neck will stress the head. And both of these can contribute to headaches. So although I didn't mention it before, headaches are another big factor. You have to be a little careful because headaches are lots of different causes. But realignment of the body will often correct headaches, assuming that you've discounted any other serious cause for.
Right. So what?
And just to expand that slightly, I had somebody today who is suffering from headaches, but has had an MRI of the skull, and the neurologist has cleared any pathology in the brain. So it's nothing to do with the brain that causing the headaches. May very well be the neck. I'll have to see as we correct the alignment whether it does resolve it. Headaches can be food related, very commonly, or sometimes through migraines. Nobody quite knows what causes them.
Yeah, so no stress is, you know, triggers migraines, and whether it's subconscious, you know, a subconscious trigger or a conscious trigger. And that's a kind of a different subject in that regard.
And I think there probably is a big factor in migraines with alteration in blood flow, again, which can be to do with body alignment. If you're holding your body parts in the wrong place, it probably is going to interfere with the blood flow. And blood flow is related, altered blood flow is related to migraines. It's one of the factors.
True. So how would you treat, and I know what last we talked about, you know, forward head position. We know that forward head position also contributes to tension, headaches, and migraines. So how would you treat someone who with, say, with the head and shoulders, and maybe some forward head position to alleviate the stress of that can be caused from headaches? What would you do, or how would you assess them?
So my evaluation is based on is a subjective first. You take their history, you ask them. I always look to see what primary. I ask them what it is I can help them with, because sometimes they'll give various. You know, I'm in pain. I've got this. I've got that. But primarily find out what it is that concerns them the most. Is it the pain? Is it the tiredness? Is it the sleep problem? And then full assessment: pelvis, spine, neck. Joint alignment, the posture, obviously, how they stand, how they sit, head position, shoulder position, and then muscle tensions. Prime cause of pain in the head, neck, shoulders, and back is alteration in the, especially the trapezium, latissimus, scalene muscles of the neck. All these things can cause headaches and can impact on the person's sense of well-being. And it's a very common problem. If you ask the right questions, that somebody will say, "I'm not really in pain, but I can feel my body's not in the right place," and that's something I see a lot. Partly, as I say, because I ask the right questions, but it's a very common problem. So this obviously contributes greatly to the way they feel. And as an example of a lady I saw today, I see her intermittently. She's got a stressful life. She's studying. She's got problems, family problems, and this and that and the other. I saw her today after I saw her last week. She looked so much better today. Tension out of her face. She felt better. She's sleeping better. So this is often the hidden thing that you see with somebody with posture. It's not pain. It's their general health. All the things we've discussed: stress, anxiety, breathing, fatigue.
And that's not. I would say the average American, at least maybe even there in the UK, that's not what they're going to think is the cause of their issues. That posture is so much a part of their general well-being. They're looking for a medication, maybe a prescription there. It's something I can just take a pill, or maybe it's the stress, just the emotional aspect of what's going on in life, which is a part of it. But their posture and how their body aligns is such a crucial piece of that, but yet they're not thinking about it. And I would say we, as even a kind of a the medical community, even discusses it. It's more of maybe you need counseling. Well, no, you just need to stand up a little straighter, right? And let's work on some exercises and some stretching and some strengthening.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. I've done it for many years. It's not well recognized in the medical community here either. Other things are always considered medication, counselor, psychologist before. Mm-hmm. But the body alignment has a massive effect on this. Absolutely, it does.
Wow. I mean, that's even for me, I deal with a lot of people, as you know, too, who are going through it. And I'm dealing with a guy right now who's probably needs to drop a good 50 pounds, young guy in his late 20s. So we're working on, obviously, weight loss, changes, nutritional habits, body alignment, because he's sitting at a desk. He's, you know, looking into a screen for hours and hours every day. So one of the comments he made to me as he's losing weight and as I'm realigning him, you know, head, shoulders, spine, what have you, he says, "I have more energy. I have more focus in what I'm doing. I feel more productive throughout the day," and that also helps with his attitude.
Yes, and they will vary. You'll see this as you understand about body position and stress and how it impacts on health. they will tell you, because a lot of people, first of all, they don't go to their doctor and say, my body's not light. They don't feel right, but they don't go for that. They go because they're in pain. They don't really come to me so much and say, my body's not balanced. They'll only come if they're in pain. A lot of people, if they were aware of their symptoms, and obviously you have to be careful with the medical situation because other things can, I'm very careful in how I assess. I don't assume it's posture. I'm looking at all the different possibilities it could be. I ask about stomach. I ask about gynecology. I ask about the inflammatory markers. I ask about headaches. You know, do we need scans? Do we need bloods? I'm very big on asking for blood tests because it will often show up imbalances. Vitamin D, the B vitamins, iron, calcium. These are very common things. So do a blood screen and do a blood screen for inflammation. If you've done all of these things and you can't find anything, because a lot of people will come to me and say, well, they've done my scans and they've done my bloods and they tell me nothing's wrong. Well, nothing's wrong on the tests, but the body alignment's a complete mess.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's often not looked for, and the patient doesn't understand how to portray it to the practitioner. If you ask the right questions, you'll find out where the answers are.
That's so true. And a lot of things in life. You got to ask the right questions. You're asking the wrong questions. You're not going to get the
right
problems
questions
solved.
And listen to the answers, and you'll get the solution. I have a belief that a lot of patients will tell you the solution if you ask the right questions. They'll tell you where the solution is. In many cases, that comes from many years of practice and assessments.
True. You have to learn that. Correct. You got to learn what the right questions are.
You've got to learn that, the right questions, because they will, you know, they'll say, oh, I think it's my stomach. I think it's gynecology. I think it's headaches, you know. They will point you in that direction. What you have to avoid doing is asking questions to which you've preconceived the answer. You should be trying to disprove what you think it is, not prove it.
That's a very good point.
And then you'll get the answer. Play devil's advocate. If all the questions, if you can't disprove with all the questions you've asked, then you've probably got the right answer.
That's a great point. That's a very good point. And I don't think that's done enough. And, you know, what you just said.
Yeah, I would agree. I think certain branches of medicine do it. I don't know about in the US how they approach this. I know here there are certain places it's lacking, but I think it's very important with the patient, because they don't know what to tell you. If they're not in pain, they don't know how to explain, well, I'm not level, or I'm anxious, or I'm not sleeping. Mm-hmm. They don't really know how to portray that, because you don't go to a doctor and say, no, my body's not aligned. Nobody does that.
No, nobody does.
No.
Nobody does.
No, you either go because you don't feel well or because you're in pain. There's only two reasons.
Yeah, it's true. Even if they come see me on the fitness side, they're not saying my body's out of alignment. And I can tell, but that's not why they're coming to me. You know, they're coming to me to lose weight, mostly lose weight, maybe get stronger because they need it, or their balance is off. But they're not coming to me to say, hey, I feel like my body's out of alignment.
No.
Until we go through assessments and then point things out to them, and then they go, oh yeah.
Yeah, it's just you know, people are only aware of so many things. You've got to press and probe until you find the right answers.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Well, John, I appreciate you spending some time with me today.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's a massive subject. We could expand on this.
And we will. We'll do some more over, you know, maybe once a quarter or so, and expand a little bit more on it and shed this light onto the listeners that there are other things out there, other ways to help them besides just medication all the time.
Well, medication and psychology or counseling is what they always look at. But a lot of people will get better with just the physical medicine approach.
Right. Exercise prescription.
Yeah, it is. It's not really considered by the medical profession as a primary approach, but it can bear massive results.
True. Well, then we will talk about that another time. And I appreciate you joining me late from England today.
Pleasure.
So until next time, this is Matt Peel with the Peel Appeal. and I will talk to you later.
Are you ready to get in the game? Get personal help, sign up for our newsletter, and pick up your copy of Athlete in the Game of Life, the book, all at mattpeel.com. Thanks for listening.